I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3. Welcome to the service today. Good morning. What a psalm, what a thought of David. I call to the Lord my rock. Nowadays, coming out of the house and coming to meet with other people, you sort of think a bit more about it, isn't it? But thank you for coming in, and with all the precautions we have, the Lord is our rock, the Lord is our refuge. You will notice that today we are not live on online, but we are recording the audio. John and Louise are not able to be with us today. They are otherwise engaged, as they say. But we are recording the audio, and the audio is going to come up on the church website. We're going to upload it on the church website. And so you might see me ducking to sort of change some gadgets down here, because when we get to the music part, we're not, you know, the T's and C's, the small print says we're not supposed to record the music. So I'll be ducking down to pause the recording, and then we get up when we do the music. But isn't it, I'm looking at us with our song sheets in our hands, and I'm thinking of the good old days when we used to come to church with Bibles and a hymn book. Before we put things on the screens, we used to bring hymn books to church, but here we are. Shall we open with a word of prayer as we begin the service today? Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, that we may obtain the grace that we are in need of. Lord, as we come to your house, as we come to together as your body, as believers, as we come together to worship you and to give you praise, to give you glory, and to be a blessing to one another, we ask you for the grace that we so need. Even in these challenging times, we know that your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient for every area of our need. Lord, we ask you for not only the grace to enable us to worship you, but the grace that we will be a blessing one to another, that we will be a blessing and give strength, give hope, give a blessing one to another. And we ask you, Father, that everything that we do in this service will be for your glory. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Are we going to go to songs, or will you give announcements before we... You can give announcements. Pam, please go ahead.
Church can reach out to the local community this very difficult time. So we don't know what yet. It's very early on in our talks, but we will keep you informed and we'll let you know how you can be involved. Now this is a bit techy, this bit. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you might. If you've downloaded the NHS Track and Trace app on your phone, we now have registered for a Gov QR code. And that code is just on the wall, just as you go out on the left-hand side there. There's a code there that you would scan if you've got an iPhone, basically. And you scan it. Once you've got the app, you scan it when you come in, and then if someone here contracts the COVID-19 virus, then your app will tell you that you've been in contact with someone in this building that has the virus. Is that right?
Yeah.
Basically?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you need to know more, it's best not to talk to me. It's best to shoot an email to Louise or John, or speak to them. They'll be here next Sunday. We have some new equipment coming, a new laptop and some other leads and camera and things like that, so that the live recordings will be clearer and easier to listen to online. And Lonnie will also be using the laptop for his college work, and that should all be in place, hopefully, by next Sunday. Now the last thing, but possibly the most important, is it's Maureen's birthday next Friday the 16th. Now we're not allowed to sing happy birthday, but we could say, couldn't we? We could say. So, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just to mention about the NHS Track and Trace app, we are neither promoting or decrying it. We are just making that facility available. We are neither advising people to take it up or not to take it up, because there is different takes on it, but we are making the facility available for those who choose to download the app on their system. So we are neither promoting it or decrying it. It's a facility that's there. We got two worship songs that we're going to go to, and we don't sing, but at least we've got the songs in front of us. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And here is love vast as the ocean. We're going to follow the songs on our song sheets. They are coming up. Okay, there we go. Forgot to turn on the... We're going to have readings. Maureen will come forward and give us a reading, and after that, Pam, you will give us another reading.
Struggles
Thank you so much for those readings. Really a blessing, really from the heart, and means so much. It touches us in different ways. See, that's what it is to be the body of Christ. And the Apostle Paul says, when you come together, one has a psalm, one has a hymn, one has a song. Let it all be done for the glory of God. One more song before we share the word. How deep the Father's love for us. Thank you. We come now to our reading, where we are reading today, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. As I said in the email, WhatsApp messages, and to whoever could listen, that we will be sharing on reflecting on the fruit of the Spirit for the next few weeks. Something for us to reflect on, to think on, to pray about, and something for us to grow in. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. We've had readings today. Thank you to Barbara for bringing forward the reading. Thank you, Maureen, for reading there. And thank you, Pam, for bringing forward the sharings. And we're going to be encouraging, inviting even anyone with a prayer, a reading, a sharing, or requesting a song, if there is that song that ministers to you and you want us to sing it together. Rather, well, sing it together. Well, to listen to it and worship God with that song together, through that song together. Please just feel free to bring that forward. And we share as a church, as a body. We want to share there. So next week we'll be looking at kindness and faithfulness. On the 25th, we're looking at long-suffering and self-control. On the 8th of November, where has the year gone? That will be Remembrance Sunday. We'll be looking at peace. And the following Sunday, 15th, we'll be looking at goodness and gentleness. So there is some prompts for us to see if there's something you want to bring forward as we share in those aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. That we may be blessed together. We're talking about love and joy today. And I found it interesting that they say 60 to 70% of all the movies, films, theater productions, and all this sort of entertainment either is about love or has a love story in them. 60 to 70%. 60 to 70% of pop songs, music songs, either have love in them or about love. They have something about love in their theme. One of the well-known pop groups, the Beatles, notwithstanding their wild and inexcusable excesses that we all know, well reported. 1967, they released a song called All You Need Is Love. All You Need Is Love. Apologies, Barbara. Maureen, someone is trying to check whether we are in or not. Please do... 1967, All You Need Is Love. And that song became number one in 15 different countries. In the UK, it became number one for 47 weeks. Well, that was when there was a thing called charts, you know, number one in the charts, 47 weeks. And in the USA, the song was number one for 30 weeks. That's nearly a year, everybody says. All you need is love. And that song itself, on at least 50 times, it says, all you need is love, or all love is all you need, 50 times in that song. So somewhere in our lives, somewhere in the humanity, somewhere in the human being's heart, there is this aspect of love. There is this concept of love. And it looks like we all, whether we admit it or not, we all search for it. We all need it. We all reaching out for it. Although we don't admit it, but we do. And it does look like love is what makes lives tick. What makes human beings tick. It's what makes us keep going. And most people look to receive love, to get love. But very few look to give it out. We look to receive, we look to accept, we look to be given the love, but on very few times do we look to give out love, to be the ones who give the love. When we're talking the fruit of the Spirit is love, that's the God kind of love. And the God kind of love is love that's not only a feeling. It's the love that's not only a buzz and a feel good and immediate emotion. But remember what John 3:16 says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The God kind of love is the love that gives. It's not only the love that receives, but it's the love that gives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That is the God kind of love. Not only did God feel towards the world, he may have felt compassion and felt the love, but the love, the God kind of love, is the love that acts, is the love that does something about the situation, is the love that does something to the neighbor. I'm reminded of Luke chapter 10, the Good Samaritan. We know the story. Did you realize that Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan in response to a lawyer asking a question? An educated person, somebody who was educated in the law, who knew what must or must not be done, who knew how to use words and to bring arguments forward. In Luke chapter 10, a lawyer comes to Jesus and asks him questions. And when Jesus answers and says, this is how you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your might and so on, he says, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the lawyer, looking to trip Jesus, says, but who is my neighbor? Then Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. A man was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho, fell among thieves, among robbers. He was beaten and stripped and left for dead. Along came a priest who walked the other way. Along came a Levite who walked the other way. Then came a Samaritan who felt pity on him, but did something. The feelings that the priest and the Levite may have had towards this man who was in need of help are not described. But no doubt, being the people of faith and the people of God as they were, the priest and the Levite, being human beings even, you do feel for the other person. They had some form of feeling. But Jesus seems to concentrate on the person that did something about it. That did something about it. Somebody who went out and did something beyond their comfort zone. Jesus said in verse 37 of Luke chapter 10, after telling the lawyer about the story and asking who was the neighbor, the lawyer says it was the Samaritan. I like how Jesus concludes that story. Verse 37 of Luke chapter 10, Jesus says, go and do it. Go and do likewise. Go and act on it. In other words, being a neighbor, loving somebody, loving your neighbor, is not only about seeing their need and feeling, but it's about doing what you can. It's about doing something about it. This is the God kind of love, the love that does something about it, the love that does something about someone else's need. And this doesn't necessarily mean you got to put them on your horse as the Samaritan did, and then take them to the nearest B&B or the nearest private hospital, the most expensive, and pay for their bills. But it means doing what you can for your neighbor, for the other person. This may include praying for them. Loving your neighbor, loving the other person, means praying for the person. Asking for God to intervene in their situation. Asking for the grace of God in their life. It may mean giving them attention, giving somebody attention. That's an expression of the God kind of love. It may mean giving somebody a phone call, giving somebody a smile. It may mean giving them kind words or giving them ideas and giving someone compliments where compliments are due. The God kind of love does something where there is a need. Maybe sometimes it may mean giving materially. We have those who have need. Those who have need. And someone say sometimes a miracle for somebody is an average thing for the other. What may count as something average for somebody, but when they give it to the needy, to that person, it might be a miracle. It might be the only meal that they are going to get on that day. It might be the one thing that they were praying to God for. And so there is no love too small to give. There is no kind word too small to say. There is no smile too small to give. Whatever you give, when you're giving it from the heart, it's the God kind of love. Jesus said in John 13, verse 35, by this everyone will know you, that indeed you're my disciples, that you love one another. That you love one another. And the love kind of God is the love that is given. The love for one another is when we give one another. It's as though the world will see the love. You know, the world cannot see their feeling. A feeling cannot be seen, but an action can be seen. By this the world will know, when you love one another, when you take steps that are visible, practical, to demonstrate love one for another. And we are talking about joy. We are reflecting on joy as well this morning. And joy is not necessarily a feeling of happiness or exhilaration or ecstatic feeling. But the joy of the Lord, you know, we like to sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is not the mere happiness or exhilaration or enthusiastic sort of thrill. But the joy which is the fruit of the Spirit is resting in a knowledge that God is in control. It's not about burying our head in the sand and not experiencing the difficult times that may come our way. It's not burying our head in the sand and clapping away our difficult situations and dancing them away. That is not the joy. That is the fruit of the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is about being realistic, being practical. When tough times come, when challenges are coming our way, when I have a challenge in my hands, I accept this is a challenge, but I rest in the knowledge that God has it in control. God has it in His hand. Reminded of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, which says about Jesus that for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. The joy of the Lord does not mean that there will be no cross to endure. Sometimes we get to endure the cross. We endure the difficult times. But the joy of the Lord says, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. He knew that God was in control. He knew that God had a plan. He knew that God was in charge. He knew that God was not going to leave him even through the fiery furnace. The four Hebrew boys say, even through the fiery furnace, we know that our God is going to be with us. That is the joy of the Lord. That is the joy of the Lord. Has something to do with endurance, something to do with enduring challenge, and something to do with faith and hope in the face of circumstances. The joy of the Lord is my strength, knowing that my God will see me through. I may not know how, I may not know where, but God will see me through. That is the joy of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit, love and joy. We're going to close our service with Pour Over Me. That song, it's there in our song sheets. May not be familiar to some, but let's go through that song. Let's sing, well, I say sing. Let's worship God through the song. Let's meditate and think through that song as we close the service. Pour over me, let your rain flood this thirsty soul. Pour over me your waves of love. Shall we say the Lord's Prayer together as we bring this service to a close? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Dee. Service ends, all being well. See you next week, and go in the grace and peace of God.